everybody. It's your favorite part of the Who Would Win show. No, it's Ray. Anyway, Who Would Win show has a Patreon, and if you'd like to check it out, you can find it at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Join in if you'd like to vote for future characters, talk to the infamous boardroom, and catch videos you can only find on Patreon, like outtakes or our bonus segments, Thunderdome, and the Third Degree. You can even join for free and get a heads up on our next battle before everyone else. If that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, just go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and take your place in the conversation. Now, I got a battle to go win. I'll see you Rainiacs on the other side.
Moonlight spills across a silent graveyard where whispers of the undead linger in the cold air night. In the shadows stands a chosen warrior, the Slayer, destined to battle darkness itself. From the tree line, the sound of steel scraping. A silence is broken by a single haunting breath. A masked giant lumbers forward, machete in hand, vengeance in his soul. This week, it's Destiny vs. Nightmare. It is Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus the Crystal Lake Killer, Jason Voorhees. Hello and welcome to another Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all of the socials, and today we've got another epic showdown as the Chosen One faces off against the Immortal Slasher. It is Buffy versus Jason Voorhees. Our guest today is writer-comedian. You know her from Knowing Is Half the Podcast. She's part of the new Rockstar's main lineup, and she has something special dropping for them this spooky season. It's Gina Ippolina. Gina, how are you? Tell us about this new project.
I just put up my Halloween decorations, and I'm waiting to see how long it takes for my cats to destroy them.
It'll be done before the podcast is over.
That's what I'll be keeping an eye on. I'll be like, anyway, Buffy would win. Hey, cats are doing things. We got a special thing from New Rockstars dropping. It is a very spooky all-horror channel. We usually on the New Rockstars main channel do breakdowns of nerdy things that you know and love, like Marvel properties, DC. We just finished Alien Earth. We're doing Peacemaker. But this is called The Witching Hour. It's all horror content, all horror movies. I am one of the main hosts, along with Jessica Clemens and Eric Voss, two of the main New Rockstars hosts. We usually do stuff on New Rockstars, like breakdowns of Marvel and DC stuff, but at The Witching Hour NR is just for horror. We've got an awesome video from Jessica that's a video essay about Jennifer's body for everyone who's seen Jennifer's body and loves it, which is most people. I've got a video up there all about OG Nightmare on Elm Street and how it made and saved New Line Cinema, and also a little tidbit about how we wouldn't have Lord of the Rings without it. So if you're interested in horror movies, horror history, Lord of the Rings, there's a little bit of Blade action in there. You gotta watch it. Go check it out.
Nice. All right. Now, today you are representing Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Why did you pick this character?
I truly think no one can defeat her in anything. I think she's in all of the seasons of TV and comic books, if we're going to delve into those, but we don't have to because it's very dense. You know, like, she's experienced pretty much everything, pretty much every demon and ghost and vampire and what have you. And I just think that when it comes down to it, she is undefeated.
Awesome. All right. It is time for tonight's Tale of the Tape. Tonight's Tale of the Tape is proudly brought to you by Origami Cranes. Consider learning how to make them. Because people who know how to fold an origami crane are 72% better than you. So improve yourself and learn how to do it, or stay a loser forever, you loser. What do I care? Origami cranes, the one true gatekeeping hobby. All right. Tonight, we have a Shocktober battle of the ages. On one side, we have Buffy Summers, the vampire-slaying superstar. Buffy originally started in movie form in 1992's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but creator Joss Whedon took that framework and made a very successful TV show that started in 1997 and lasted for a mere 144 episodes across 7 seasons, and then had a spinoff. Buffy starred Sarah Michelle Gellar in the titular role, who lives in the Hellmouth-adjacent town of Sunnydale and battles vampires, demons, and other supernatural beings on the day-to-day. On the other side, we have the biggest superstar in the world of slashers in Jason Voorhees. Jason first appeared in the movie Friday the 13th in 1980, but really came into his own as a hockey mask terror in the 10 sequels that came later. Created by Victor Miller, Jason has super strength, top-level regeneration, but on top of that, somehow shifted into becoming a demonic entity at some point in the series. Jason has officially been chronicled as having 143 kills in his mainline movies. Not bad if you love violence. Speaking of not bad if you love violence, it's time to introduce your opponent, Gina, the man who was voted in his high school yearbook as most likely to get thrown out of an IHOP at 2 a.m. It's Ray Stakanis. Ray, how's it going? Welcome back, sir.
How are we all feeling on this wonderful Shocktober day? Gina, I'm familiar with your work.
Are you? I've never seen you before in my life.
This is a little outrageous right now. You know, the fact that the new rock stars have this awesome new horror channel out there. I will say right now, the second subscriber to the channel. I know this because I know how numbers work. I mean, it was a big surprise when it was announced. The point I'm trying to make right now is I'm excited for horror. I love Shocktober. It's my favorite time of year in general, but also on the Who Would Win Masters show. We're doing Shocktober because we are here for the season. I got Jason Voorhees. I've repped Jason before. I've repped Jason probably more than once before. I'm a big fan of his. And in the previous iteration of the Who Would Win show, TV's Gina Ippolito was a judge on the Buffy episode. And she told me afterwards, I represented Buffy. And she told me afterwards, everything that I either left on the table or somehow got in some way wrong. She had a long laundry list. So when it came time to doing Shocktober, boy, didn't it match up cosmically to get Gina on this show talking about this character, because I want people to rep people that they are loving and very familiar with. This is going to be a heck of a challenge, and I'm ready to do it.
All right, let's get into it then. It is time for the rules in under 1 minute.
Here are your rules for Who Would Win Masters in 1 minute. Number one, there will be three timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. Number two, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. Number three, keep the characters in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. Number four, battles can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And number five, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won.
All right, Gina, as our guest, you will start us off. You have 3 minutes on the clock for your first point, starting now.
Hot diggity dog. In every generation, there is a chosen one. She alone will stand against the vampires, the demons, and the forces of darkness. She is the Slayer. That is her thesis statement. That is who she is. She fights vampires, demons, and forces of darkness. So, first of all, let's get to her power set. Buffy is freakishly strong, fast, and has accelerated healing powers. She also, by the end of the seven seasons of the series, which is what I'm mainly going to focus on, is that TV series, she has the Slayer Scythe, which is an insanely powerful weapon imbued with magical powers, which could also literally cut Jason in half or cut his head off. She also has limited psychic powers, which can help warn her of dangers to come. That shows up in her dreams. She has dreams of, like, when she's facing a particularly difficult opponent, she has dreams that warn her of things to come so that she can sort of prep and tell her team, the Scooby Gang, about everything that's happening. Now, she also has amazing reflexes and agility, and she has been training to fight basically every day of her life since she got her powers at the age of 16. She can fight great under pressure and can turn anything into a weapon. She goes out into the field with weapons on her, but oftentimes she has to improvise and make weapons. So she literally, like, even if she has nothing on her, she can grab something. She grabbed a banker's pen at one point to kill a vampire. She's also, like, pretty smart. whereas Jason is not. He has the mind of a child. Not that I'm making fun of him for that. I'm just saying, if it's a purely mental battle, mind of a child, mind of an adult slayer is going to win. She also has the help of a group of friends with different skill sets, one of whom is the most powerful witch to ever live. So let's go through who Jason likes to kill, which is horny teenagers. And that is sort of what Buffy is. So he would definitely want to kill Buffy, but Buffy is also a lot more than just that. She is much more. She's defeated enemies way more powerful, way stronger, way more supernatural. And she has defeated people and demons. And she herself is also imbued with the power of original demons. That's the Slayer line, is imbued with the power of original demons. So if she's fighting someone like Jason, and I'll get into this later, but she's fighting someone like Jason, who there are a lot of theories online about exactly what's going on with Jason and what he is. We know what Buffy is. And she's also like part demon. That's where Slayers get their powers from.
All right, that is a strong start coming out swinging for Buffy. Ray, you have 3 minutes on the clock for your point number one, starting now.
You know, I didn't think that it was going to be easy coming here and talking to Gina about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but she's making it difficult right out the gate, but that's fine because I'm going to start with defense. Jason Voorhees. Oh, also, I want to point out right now, I'm going to challenge myself today. Maybe I shouldn't. I'm not going to use the Uber Jason nanomite version from Jason X. I've leaned on it too heavily in the past, and I want to focus on regular Jason for this. Maybe a mistake. We'll see how it goes. Now, first off, Jason is basically invulnerable. By the time we hit some of the later movies, he has freakish levels of regeneration, and it is a supernaturally based regeneration. It's said in some of the novels, because I'll talk about the books as well, his physiology is seen as not organic, but also not inorganic, nor was it a mixture of the two. His chemical properties are such that just do not exist of this earth. How can Buffy possibly get through something like that? Is there a slasher out there? Is there a character out there that's taken as much damage per capita over a certain period of time as Jason Voorhees? Jason Voorhees has been blown up. He's been electrocuted multiple times. He's had his limbs removed. He's been beaten senseless. He's been impaled. He's been shot. He's fallen into barrels and things of toxic waste. He had an entire house dropped on him, which then subsequently exploded. Jason could take a licking and keep on ticking like a Timex watch in the 80s. And 80 strong is where Jason comes from. Somewhere in there, he stopped being a human. In some of the earlier movies, he was a slower child, as Gina alluded to. And he still never, look, this is not a character that's ever going to cure cancer in our lifetimes. Let's just keep it real. But that being said, he doesn't have to. I think his single-minded focus is very, very important for this battle because he sees a target, he goes and kills the target. Buffy is often distracted by other things happening in her life. And the more things she has weighing her down mentally and emotionally, the worse she fights in a battle. And in a moment-to-moment basis, Buffy has lots going on. Jason Voorhees, though, to get back to it, he doesn't really dodge. He knows he can, and he has before, but he doesn't really need to. He can take whatever Buffy's going to hit him with, shrug it off, barely move at all when it happens, and then turn around and smack her a good one. He got whacked in the shoulder with a machete and just got up and turned around. He took a machete between his fingers. It was gross. He didn't even flinch. He got caught by Freddy Krueger in the dream world and had a heater boiler dropped on him. What are we doing right now? He's been hit by cars. He's been shot repeatedly. What is Buffy even going to do to bring him down?
All right, Gina, you have 1 minute for a counterpoint. 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
What's she going to do to bring him down? average teenagers bring him down. She's a teenager, but not an average one. In part six, Jason lives. A bolt of lightning revives Jason. You know who else was revived by a bolt of lightning? Frankenstein's monster. You know who else was like Frankenstein's monster? Adam from Buffy season four. And she defeated him. He was at least as strong as Jason. At least. He was made up of different parts from different demons. And he was one of the smartest beings on the planet. And she performed an adjoining spell with her friends to super up even stronger than she already was and took Adam down like he was a little baby. Like he was a little baby with the mind of a child, which is again what Jason is. And again, Adam was at least as strong as Jason. So if she can take him down, she can take down Jason. You know who she took down? Three seasons worth of foes after that, including a literal god. Also, Buffy has died. Buffy has died and returned to the living. And let's not get too much into the comics.
Let's not, because you just ran out of time for that.
All right. It's a really insane start, and I can't imagine what points two and three are even going to lean on, because there's so much already out here. But I guess we'll find out when we come back after this.
Hey, everybody. This is Ray from Who Would Win Masters, and I know that regardless if you're part of the Legion of Audience, Rainiacs, or even a Crit Master, you take your online privacy seriously. And if you haven't been doing that, I want to take a moment to talk to you about NordVPN, who helped sponsor this episode. I personally use NordVPN when I want to watch stuff that's streaming not in my region. That's why I got the service. I recently watched an AEW pay-per-view event that I was not able to stream here in Los Angeles. How did I do it? I used NordVPN to change my digital location. It was really easy to do, and it worked brilliantly. I wouldn't be talking about NordVPN if I didn't use it myself. Anyway, I just found out through this ad campaign that NordVPN did a collab with Marvel Comics to make a digital motion comic called The Only Certainty Is Change that features the Avengers. And I'll be honest, I thought it was some good fun. I got a big laugh when Tony Stark realized that he'd done messed up by connecting his Iron Man suit to a network without using a VPN. All right. I thought that was fun. Gold, honestly. But you can check out this full comic yourself no matter where you are in the world by switching your virtual location with NordVPN. We love Marvel heroes everywhere, but you can be a hero to your whole family by protecting them digitally with NordVPN. NordVPN protects your private data, passwords, and online identity from all those villains online. You know who they are. You can take advantage of the exclusive NordVPN deal right now at https://nordvpn.com/whowouldwin. Try risk-free with our 30-day money-back guarantee. You'll find the link in the description. Go check out that comic. It's a hoot.
All right, we're back. Gina, you are up again with point number two. You have 3 minutes on the clock for your God Slayer, starting now.
Okay, let's talk about ways that Jason has been defeated. First of all, Jason always gets defeated, by the way. He does return, but it's not instantaneous. He doesn't die and immediately get back up again. He returns, which, by the way, Buffy is used to demons returning. She's used to things dying and then coming back at her. It's old hat to her. She's never not prepared for it. In part four, Jason gets killed by a little kid. Not just any kid, Corey Feldman. You're telling me Buffy isn't stronger and better than a 10-year-old Corey Feldman? How dare you? How dare all of you? Also, not of this earth. Yeah, Jason's not of this earth. Buffy fought and defeated a literal god. Now let's talk body count. Jason has killed about 143 to 158 people as tallied online as of the end of Freddy versus Jason. Buffy does that in an average year. She's killing things every night. That's child's play to her. When she's like talking to people and they're like, oh, you know, we took down this many people last year. When she's talking to the soldiers from the initiative, she's like, huh, okay, that's cute, because I do that in an average year. And she's not killing naked, defenseless teenagers like Jason is either. She's killing demons, vampires, and again, even gods. So on the one hand, we have one foe who's like, oh, look, there's a naked 17-year-old girl. I'm going to kill her. Ooh, that was so hard. Buffy's killing a god and demons and vampires. Jason isn't a god. Yes, he's very hard to kill and keep down, but Buffy's used to it. Buffy could do this all day. Also, every theory about what Jason is, there are some theories like, oh, he's a zombie. Oh, he's a demon. He's a supernatural entity. Those are three things that Buffy kills on a regular basis. It's like her job. She's like a banker, but instead of going to a bank, she goes and kills exactly what Jason is every single night. And even if he can't be killed permanently, and I maintain that Buffy could continuously just kill him because, again, he doesn't regenerate immediately. She has used magic to do things like trap people in a hell dimension forever. She knows hell dimensions exist. She knows how to open and close them. She has a friend who could easily do it. So she doesn't even need to kill Jason. She could just trap Jason in a hell dimension and be like, well, there you go, buddy. That's all done. Also, in number 7, New Blood, Jason is undone by a psychic 17-year-old girl who raises her dad, who then drags Jason under the water and chains him underwater. So basically, Buffy could just chain Jason underwater. You're telling me that she's not strong enough to grab him, chain him up underwater, and then leave him there until he's like raised again? Every way he's defeated is... it would be like a Tuesday night for Buffy. It's like, oh, hack him up with a machete? Great. Corey Feldman did it. So can Buffy. Oh, chain him under the water and just leave him there for years? Sure. Throw some toxic waste on him? Sure.
All right, Ray, it is time for your second point. 3 minutes on the clock for the masked killer, starting now.
Boy, Gina's going hard, and I am here for this challenge. Look, I want to counter a couple of things. I got to do it in my main points because I don't get the extra counters that our guests do. Buffy always has help from her friends. Buffy very rarely does these things by herself in an unknown environment, which is the setup for a who would win battle. She does not have access to people casting spells to boost up her power level to go into this battle. She has to do it alone. In fact, when she killed Glory, a god, Glory was trapped inside a human being's body named Ben. Ben. And she used Olaf the Troll God's hammer to get that kill against Ben, a mortal human. And then they ended up killing Ben after, you know, she was trapped inside his body. And so basically she didn't kill a fully powered god. She killed a manifestation of a god in a mortal body. That is a huge difference between killing that and what Jason Voorhees is. And what Jason Voorhees is strong. He smashes through doors. He shatters brick walls. He punches through walls and grabs people and chokes them out. He can easily lift and throw hay bales, 2-3 at a time, minimum 400 pounds, because I did the math. Just kidding. Someone online did the math and I read their work. How many machete decapitations need Jason Voorhees do before you realize he could do that to Buffy, who at the end of the day is a human being, is a person, is somebody who could be decapitated with a machete. And Jason's really, really good at it. In fact, he could push, seemingly, this is one superpower he has. He could seemingly push any object through the torso of any body that he comes across. He's done it with harpoons, scalpels, fireplace pokers, pitchforks, obviously a machete. And he drives it through the person, through their torso, lifts them up off the ground and kills them. But his hands are very, very strong. He can grab and twist a person's head 180, 360, rip it off like Sub-Zero anytime he wants to. And he can also crush people's heads as well with his bare hands. I once watched him punch through the torso of a guy and take his heart through the body as he attempted to do it. He didn't pull the heart out. He pushed the heart through. That's skill. He once grabbed a guy's arm and ripped it off while smashing him face first into a tree. He's so strong, he didn't even notice that he did it right away. He saw after the fact that the arm was removed from the body. He lifted up a jungle gym with a man on it and flipped it over. He grabs sleeping bags with people inside and smashes them against trees. He folds a man backwards who was lying on a bed. He folds him up backwards. And then he did it again to a second guy with his bare hands. lifted a man off the ground with a spear in Freddy versus Jason and threw him into the heavens. Who knew if he even came down? The point that I'm trying to make in all this is all Jason has to do is get close, which he will, grab Buffy, which he will, and she will be torn asunder and this battle will be over.
Strong words. All right, Gina, you have 1 minute for your counterpoint for point number two. 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
No one's saying Jason isn't strong. I'm saying Buffy is equally as strong, if not more so. You know who else smashes through doors and walls? Buffy. She can also throw hay bales. There's an episode where she lifts construction beams that are metal construction beams just by herself, just like it's like a freaking lunchbox for a little kid. Also, in an episode of Buffy, the council takes away all of her powers, including her strength, separates her from all of her friends, and then unleashes an ultra strong and also completely insane vampire in an enclosed space with her, and she still manages to kill him without any powers or without her friends. And in season 7, her friends basically abandon her, so she's on her own a lot. She does not need them to be the Slayer. She does not need them to kill things. She's also pulled many demon hearts out before. Jason's done it to one guy, cool. Buffy's done it to 1,000 demons. Which one is cooler? One heart versus 1,000 hearts.
I didn't realize we were doing a Valentine's Day episode, but we'll find out more after this break. All right, it is time for our third and final round. Gina, you have 3 minutes on the clock for Buffy, starting now.
Okay, let's talk similarities between Buffy and Jason and why Buffy comes out on top. Again, both of them have come back from the dead. Buffy, yes, she took a little bit of adjusting time, but that's what any healthy individual does. They go to therapy and they come back stronger. And that's what Buffy did. She came back stronger. Also, both of them, spoiler alert, have dead moms. Jason let it define him for the rest of his life. Buffy just had a very mini breakdown and then got back to getting crap done. That's how you do it. Dead mom, I'm going to go back. I'm going to get crap done. Also, again, one of them is facing only teenagers. Sure, at one point, the FBI sort of blew him up with a bunch of weapons, but for the most part, Jason's main foes are teens. I don't know how you could in any world say, oh, this person mainly has killed defenseless naked teenagers post-coitus. This person kills demons every single night and not realize which of them is stronger. Also, Jason went to hell. Buffy's been to a hell dimension. And again, Buffy came out of that hell dimension. She messed things up for all the demons who live there. Jason let himself get dragged down to hell. Like Buffy went in there and was like, hey, I'm Buffy. I'm going to mess up this hell dimension. Jason was like, wah, my mama. I want my mama. No water. Water's scary. Also, by the way, we learn in Freddy versus Jason that his weakness is water and cool puns. You know who has cool puns in spades? The Slayer. She also has access to water. Like, that's your weakness? Like a wisecrack and some water? Buffy has both of those. Also, I'm going to end this with just talking very briefly about the comics, which is, again, Buffy has 2,000 fully trained Slayers at her command in the comics. I realize she can't use them, but she's basically, by that point, a military commander who is the strongest of all of these soldiers. Also, at one point, she becomes immortal and can't be killed. So, Ray, using your own words, you called Jason pretty much immortal. Buffy fully becomes immortal. She cannot be killed in the comics. Now, I realize comics not weighted as great, but she also dies in the show and comes back to life. She even says at one point, she jokes about like, sure, kill me again. It's not going to help. It's not going to work. You can do what you're going to do. But again, Buffy is a teenager. She's going to high school. She's taking tests. She's living her life. She's going on dates. Jason, all he can handle is like killing 5 teenagers in one movie. And that's it. And then he's like, oof, I'm really tuckered out. I'm going to go let myself get dragged underwater for the next 10 years. Also, legacy-wise, you know that Buffy is better because there is a Buffy reboot coming out right now. Jason, as of today, no plans for a sequel. Sorry, Jason. We know who's better, at least in Hollywood's mind.
All right, Ray, you have 3 minutes for Jason, starting now.
Well, we already did the Friday the 13th reboot. What do you even mean? And you said so many things to upset me. First off, water. They did pretend in Freddy vs. Jason that Jason has this weird weakness to water. That's been disputed by everyone on the internet since it came out as perpetually weak writing on their part. Because this is a guy who's waded into water in like most of his movies. His first appearance, he jumped into a canoe from where? Water. So obviously he's not that afraid of water, despite the fact that he died in it. And you say he only killed teenagers. That one really got me, because he's killed police officers. He killed, well, he fought a psychic warrior in Friday the 13th, Part 7. And my best example in Jason X, he fought a combat android in space. A battle-tested android, and won that battle as well. Buffy's weaknesses, though. Relationships wear her out. Her mindset can weaken her, and she has too much empathy. You mentioned yourself, Gina, that Jason is a slower child, and I think Buffy would empathize with that. I think that would cause her to let her guard down at a certain point because she feels sorry for him, and that's when the machete goes through the sternum, and she gets taken out for good. I'd want to talk about, oh, killing five people in a movie? I'm going to talk about getting it done right now. 143 mainline kills for Jason Voorhees in all his Friday the 13th movies, mainline, and 38 more that fall under the mysterious circumstances, and 14 more kills in the reboot. Jason Voorhees works. He's a worker. He's a workhorse, and he will get it done. He's basically a Super Saiyan. In the novels, they say he always comes back stronger if he's defeated than he was before, like Goku. A Super Saiyan, which means by the time we get to Freddy versus Jason, Jason X, and everything towards the end, he is walking around with big demon energy. BDE, I believe the kids call it on the street. And he absolutely massacres everybody. Bet's great strength doesn't matter. But he also has wild levels of stealth. I don't understand how somebody this big can always be silently moving behind folks, but that's what he does. People don't see him coming. He appears behind them and gets the upper hand. Well, one reason he does it is his slasher portation. He can teleport away or towards whoever he needs to, however he needs to. You can run at full speed away from him, and he's still going to be right on the other side of you. There was a girl in a dance hall room that looked around at every exit, and every time she turned to an exit, he was standing in front of the exit. And then he was right behind her, and he murdered her. That's Jason Voorhees, and let's not forget body snatching. It was only in one movie, but Jason Voorhees can jump bodies, take over bodies, and then as he's getting killed in that body, jump to a new one. I bet Glory, the god, wished she had that power. Final thing, huge win over Freddy Krueger, put it on the table, cut off his head, and took it out of the lake.
All right, Gina, you have 60 seconds for your third and final counterpoint. 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
So you started that argument by saying that Freddy versus Jason doesn't count because people online told me it doesn't count. And then you ended with, oh, but Freddy was defeated by Jason. So which is it? Does it not count or does it count? Because Ray doesn't just get to ignore the parts that don't fit his narrative. Oh, everyone online refutes this. So your argument has basically devolved to chuds online agree with me that this man could beat up this woman. Wah, wah. All right. Also, Ray arguing that empathy is a weakness. Have you never seen a superhero movie, dude? That's like all you watch is superhero movies. So you should know that. You bring up the novel and Jason in the novel. So then if we're getting into who is stronger in their books, it's Buffy. Again, immortal, cannot be killed. She becomes immortal in the comics and literally cannot be killed. Also, final thing, kill count. Buffy has killed at least 324. She has had at least 324 slays, which includes over 203 vampires, 100 demons, 8 spirits, 9 humans, 2 cyborgs, 1 robot, and 1 zombie. Has Jason killed anyone with the exception of Freddy, who I guess we're questioning, that isn't human?
Yeah, the cyborg, the combat android I talked about before.
So the one? Because should we
talk about one and it died.
All right. As this is our final round, Ray gets a final thought since he did not have counterpoints throughout. So, Ray, whenever you're ready.
You know, I started my point number three, and the second I started talking, I realized my voice has gotten more hoarse and dried out because I was so enraged at what Gina's brought to the table, and I'm enraged because she did such a good job, but not good enough to beat me and Jason Voorhees. Because you say, who's Jason? Well, first off, 300 kills sounds like a lot until you consider that it was 144 episodes. So that's like 144 hours. You divide that by 300. You divide 144 by 11 Jason movies. Look, I can't math, but I'll say right now, Jason's kill to hour, kills per hour ratio is much higher than Buffy's, despite the more impressive sounding number. I wasted a lot of time on that and probably shouldn't. The point I'm trying to make here is that obviously Jason is also immortal. We've talked about this. He really can't be killed. When you get him to the final Jason X movie, right? In Jason X, he's not even killed, right? They blow up a spaceship while he's on it. And then he just flies down onto Earth 2, and then he's just going to start killing again as soon as he gets here. That was not enough to bring down Jason Voorhees, nor should it be. And then his next movie, Freddy versus Jason, he won. He won the movie. So I'm talking about Super Saiyan levels of getting stronger and stronger and more powerful and more powerful. And that's where Jason brings the story here. I'm glad that Buffy got rid of all of her friends, aka her weaknesses, in season 7, but that's fine. She doesn't need them. They're just going to bring her down anyway. And let's face facts, even in a neutral environment, she's going to have some sort of relationship problems that are going to be weighing heavily on her soul. Jason is single-minded and focused. Jason has a target and he gets it done. No distractions. That makes him a stone cold killer in this.
All right, gang, I'm going to think about what you've done here and I'll be back with my decision.
Sam has weighed all the points made. Two figures met in collision. Now let's find out who would win. It's time to hear Sam's decision.
All right, gang, this was an insanely strong debate, and it started swinging right out of the gates, and that is both with machetes and stakes, and it did not back down, much like a certain killer in a hockey mask. We had some wobbles where Buffy's biggest accomplishments may have relied too much on her friends or gods being trapped in mortal bodies, but at the same time, Jason, who may or may not be an organic, inorganic thing, is an out-of-this-world creature, like a demon that Buffy has killed at least 100 of. These two characters may just be matched in strength, healing factor, and invulnerability. And whether or not water is the crux of the Crystal Lake killer, I do have to say that I think we've seen him come out of the lake without any effort. Puns, however, I think Buffy can slay with. Did you see what I did there? Of course you did. Anyway, Ray questioned Buffy's empathy and life dramas as a weakness, but if Buffy's friends aren't in the picture to help her, they're not in the picture to hinder her either. However, my final decision is that this battle is won in incapacitation, and that comes with strategy and improvisation. I'm giving this to the chosen one. It is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Now, I am just one voice
yes. Here.
It is up to our community to vote how they feel, and we'll see what they say. Gina, throw accolades, do whatever you want here. Put it in Ray's face. Go for it.
Yeah, he's never living this down. We're going to hear about this on Knowing is Half the Podcast for the next decade of that podcast. Anytime he tries to argue a point with me, I'm going to be like, but who won, Ray? Who won?
Well, we'll see. It is
also
up to the community.
Patreon people, if you want to hear me embarrass Ray for the next 10 years, you should vote for me.
All right. And why don't you let the people know where they can find you?
At Gina Ippy. Ray and I co-host a podcast together that we'll do until we're dead. And go follow The Witching Hour NR on YouTube.
Right on. All right. Well, thank you. I hope we can have you back soon. I'm excited to see The Witching Hour. Ray, sorry to vote against you, my friend, but maybe the people will take your side. We'll see what happens. This was strong. This was so insanely strong. And I feel like I say that every week for every battle. But like, yeah, I mean, this could not have been closer, with the exception that you do have a child facing off against at least a teenager who has an insane strategic mind. So, Ray, any last words?
You know, I think in hindsight, I should have said Jason could have perceived Buffy being a teenager as being one of the kids, one of the counselors that let him drown in the very first place, and maybe have an extra vendetta fight against her. Let's just, people at home, add that to my tally. Thank you very much. No, I'm, of course, Sam, what are we doing? I am, of course, disappointed to lose a battle in Shocktober against TV's Gina Ippolito. Look, I know, look, I was walking in the door. I knew that, not necessarily that this was a setup per se. I knew that I was facing somebody who was very, very good at debating with a very, very strong character that they knew very, very well. Yes. Those three things together can equal a defeat for Ray on the Who Would Win Masters show. Now, I still don't think it happened. I think that Sam is incorrect. You know, the people never disagree with Sam. Who am I kidding?
That's
Every
true.
Time Sam gives a verdict, doesn't even matter that the people disagree with it. I think Sam is the people, the man of the people. The point I'm trying to make in all of this is Jason was robbed. Not just Ray was robbed. Jason was robbed. He would absolutely tear her limb from limb. And I believe I made that point. This was a very strong,
if he can
very
catch
good
her.
Battle of who would win. I love this fight. I think he's going to catch her. She's got to get in close to do anything. And I think that's where the magic's going to happen. But that's not important. Go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. If Sam and Gina haven't poisoned the well enough in this episode, and vote for Jason Voorhees in this battle. We're going to come back next week for the wrap up and talk about how Sam was wrong, about how Ray was right, and put hashtags in front of all of it if you're still on that other site. Ray out.
All right. Thank you for listening. And yes, absolutely make your voices heard on social media and Patreon. You can keep the debate going with Who Would Win Show on our Facebook and Threads, as well as on patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. And as Ray said, tune in next week for the wrap-up battles. If you're a member of our Patreon, you'll get that link to join us live. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe we will see you in the Challenger's chair for Who Would Win Masters. This is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
Hi, I'm Erica.
And I'm Cassandra.
And we're the hosts of Trashy Trashy.
We're a podcast filled with trashy news stories and garbage people.
Did you leave the scene of an accident to go tanning?
Do you refer to wearing the strap down on your Crocs as sports mode?
Have you ordered Domino's online before they even open in the morning?
Are you switching the same AAA batteries from your TV remote to your vibrator instead of just buying more batteries?
Or are you normal?
Check us out wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kevin Goatee.
Hey, I'm Kevin Israel.
We host Gutting the Sacred Cow, the best and most unique movie debate podcast out there. Why?
Because we invite our guests to pick a film that they find overrated or hate and try to convince us to see their argument.
They must pick a film that is a financial success, widely beloved, or critically acclaimed.
That's right. Some of the films our guests have tried to eviscerate, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Pulp Fiction, Ghostbusters? You can find us on all podcast platforms like Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. And if you want to watch our smiling faces, we're also on YouTube.
GuttingTheSacredCow.com is where you find all of our information. And we look forward to our guests infuriating you when they attack your favorite films.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1-in-2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.